else? So how many people here are comfortable as we're trying to work your notes, Amy, on language and where we're going with this? How many people here are comfortable with a three-year quota and counting those who have only held a license for a year, 2 years? Sounds like the dominant suggestion where the committee is. Representative Baird, did you have something you'd like to share with us? All right, please do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. We're very concerned about having entered the fishery, this specific fishery, legally just this past season. And you're talking about that, and I appreciate how you're going to assess either 2 years or whatever. But as Maliseets, the tribal people generally, but as Maliseets specifically, I'm the first elected representative, as you are aware. We spoke to this issue, and in LD 451, we were accommodated and very much appreciate that. But what's happening this season, had we known, we would have gone all out and fished hard and funded individuals who didn't have the money for their gear. And because of all of that, the allocation that our catch represents, it would be inaccurate as to our fishing potential and our fishing expectations. Towards the end of the season, fishermen got in step, those who finally had gear, and they were able to do quite well, a quarter of a pound at night, some of them half a pound a night. But the point is that towards the last month, and especially the last weeks, the fishing took off in earnest. People, I understand, 11 of our 16 license holders actually had gear by then and what have you. But the total catch, when you look on the DMR records, would only reflect that period where we got in step. And so if there's going to be an assessing of, you know, what the total allowable catch ought to be for the Wabanaki tribes as a whole, that's one thing. But if you're going to go tribe by tribe, then I'm urging you to consider the difference of those facts, that it was our first season, it was a partial season, and for some, they were hoping this year that they would have the resources saved up to buy $1,500 nets and to, you know, to get in step in a way that they were unable to do even by the end of last season. But I do know that there's an opportunity here to deal with some other issues. The commissioner is putting forward a bill that can also deal with not just providing for conveniences for the buyers and the people who are selling their harvest, the non-tribal, but I think there should be some conveniences for the tribal people as well, especially where in the communities we have what we would call non-traditional, in the modern context, people fishing, and that's women who have children, and that's elders, because most people have their licenses, some of them with lottery, and some of them just expressing a need to tribal chief and council. But we have women with children who have a great need, and they, like the elders, need help. Now, with lobstering, you issue licenses. People on the back of the boat don't hold licenses, but they help the license holder, often the captain who's, you know, steering from pot to pot or trawl to trawl. We know that. And so I would ask that you consider an amendment, a friendly amendment, someone that could accommodate the elders getting assistance. Some of them are disabled. I know I've been approached and asked to bring this up, so I'm doing my duty as a representative of my people to tell this, that if there's a way to include language that would make it convenient for our women and our elders, especially our disabled, who are benefiting from this opportunity to have assistance, that would be greatly appreciated. The other thing is that there is an interest to had some detail put to this talk about total allowable catch. The total allowable catch formula makes sense. I mean, that's what was recommended last year to your committee, if you recall. The tribe said, we will avoid conflict if there is a total allowable catch formula, and instead you went another direction. Now here we are looking at criminalizing traditional fishing activities. Some of these will be felonies forever, being carried for misswiping a card system or whatever. And I think it's just, something you need to stop before enacting, before recommending this criminalizing. And 1625 could be the opportunity to go back and correct this emergency legislation over the past year where we have criminalized these activities and instead basically go back and punt and do it right in the sense that we can, for both tribal and non-tribal, take this dark cloud off of the overall relationship and maybe revisit those other bills and, decriminalize them. We are probably going to go with quotas, and if that's true, then we have to be prepared to say the Passamaquoddy were right when they suggested it last year. There would not have been the safety issues. There would not have been the fear and the danger that occurred on the riverbanks and on the coast. So this is an opportunity to consider doing that, decriminalizing what has become criminal, to take and correct, in a sense, what has happened in the relationship between tribes and the non-tribal members. What basically happened was people were crowded by the presence of tribal fishermen and reacted, and the department and the state were called, and here we are. At some point, when we talk about now criminalizing, what has never been a criminal activity, because of a situation, so I think that things can happen a little too quickly. So the total allowable catch formula obviously is the way to go. Your decision is to apportion it between tribal and non-tribal. We know that there's a million Mainers and there's just a few thousand tribal people. We understand that, and that's in the balance. But if we go to a total allowable catch, perhaps even one that the Wabanaki tribes will be assigned and divide among themselves, in their own process, that would be the safest way to go, the way to correct what's happened this past year.
So, Representative Bear, some of the issues you raised, I appreciate your sentiments on these things. We will be dealing with later, actually. We're not into them yet.
Oh, okay.
And we're talking right now about how, my understanding for the non-tribal members, how we are arriving at what the individual quotas are.
Okay.
So
the IFQ per person then is compared to an overall?
Well, I think that there's agreements in the works between the tribes and the administration that we need to hear when we talk about how we handle that portion.
Right. Well, we were just
and
talking.
And obviously we've had a mention, and we'll be getting back to talking about the aspects of this regarding criminalizing activities as well. But we're not there yet.
Or decriminalize.
Or, well, I guess that's a possibility.
Good, good. As long as it's a possibility.
But I think we need to know, we'll get into that discussion later.
So just to emphasize again, this total allowable catch approach seems to be the way to go from, generally from our perspective. How that would work among the tribes, it seems like that could happen among the tribes, and that would also deal with the safety issue. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I would like to recognize Chief Kirk Francis of the Penobscot Nation has joined us again as well. Thank you. You have a question for? Oh,
yes.
Certainly. Okay, Representative Kamiga.
Thank you, Representative Kruger.
I'm sorry.
Thank you, Senator Stromello. Representative Bear, thanks for coming. Just a quick clarification question. Believe me, I'm very sensitive and appreciative of the commitment to conservation by the Wabanaki. I absolutely respect and appreciate that. Can you clarify, just for my own brain. How many licenses were available to be issued by the Maliseet?
There were 16.
16.
Out of which 11 were actually fished.
11 used. Okay, correct.
Thank you. As I understand the record right now.
Yep.
Thank you. Yep.